You may not believe in God, but if your problem is alcohol, that's your God. Drugs, it controls you. Anything that is controlling you where you're not a free agent, then you are what? Possessed by that thing, and that becomes your obsession, and that becomes your God. And Satan knows the things that can possess us. Satan knows the things that can destroy us.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. As a young man, Raul allowed Satan's lies to drive him down a self-destructive path. But when he gave his heart to God, he gained new purpose for his life and power to stand against the enemy in the name of Jesus. To learn more about Raul's story, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or for a free DVD, call 800-634-9165. Well, on this midweek edition of Somebody Loves Your Radio, we'll get an in-depth look at the opening verses of the book of Genesis. As Raul explores Satan's fall from heaven, he'll show us the combative role that our enemy has in this world since the dawn of time. Stay with us to discover Satan's former place in the hierarchy of angels and learn about his future eternal defeat. Let's listen as Raul begins.
In the book of Genesis chapter 1, again, those words that are so familiar to us, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, it's interesting that as God in the beginning, and first of all, I want to clarify something because little kids always ask, well, if God in the beginning created the heavens and the earth, then who created God? Little kids always ask that. And the answer is God has always been. He is eternal. We are temporal. And the name of God here is not the name Jehovah, but the name Elohim. Speaking of his plurality, he's actually speaking of the Trinity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the Hebrew form, El, the duel is one. Ella is more than two. And then Elohim speaks of the triunity of God. And what's exciting about that as you begin to go through the scriptures, like in the book of Isaiah, if you have a Bible, chapter 45, Isaiah 45, listen to what the prophet Isaiah says about God as creator. Verses 11 and 12 of Isaiah 45. He says, thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker asked me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands command you me. I, God, have made the earth and created men upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens and all their hosts have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness and I will direct all his ways and he shall build my city and he shall let go of my captives and not for price nor for reward, saith the Lord of hosts. God here through Isaiah the prophet tells you how he's the one that created the heavens and the earth. And what's interesting in the book of Genesis chapter 1 there, the word created is the word I told you. There are two words in Hebrew, asa and bara. The word asa, it's actually the word from Hebrew from some already existing material in the universe. That's not the word used there. But the word bara, three times it is used in Genesis chapter 1. That is, God created the heavens and the earth out of non-existing material. He just spoke the word into being, and it was. That's the power of God in creation. And then, of course, again, if you have your Bible, turn to John's Gospel, chapter 1. Is there John the Beloved confirms that Jesus has always been, even from the beginning of time, as creator. John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Notice that Jesus is equal with God. He is God. The word here is logos, speaking in reference to Jesus himself, the Son. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made, and in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So Jesus Christ has been from all eternity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So everything that we see was created by God as we look out to the heavens, as we look at the mountains, as we look at the trees, as we look at the oceans. Everything God spoke into being, and it was. Go back now to Genesis 1. Then he said again, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then all of a sudden in that chapter and in that verse, all of a sudden there's something that is happening. Now, some people would try to tell us that there was a pre-existent world between verses 1 and 2. We don't know that. For sure we know that something chaotic happens here in verse 2. It's actually a picture, if you want to symbolize it or if you want to look at it in a symbol type, it's actually the picture of the natural man without God. If you want to see it like that spiritually. Because look what it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The word that he uses here, without form, is tohu in Hebrew. It literally means everything was a waste. Wasn't that the way our lives were without Christ? Totally a waste. Everything we did was only to destroy ourselves. Until the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. Regeneration took place when we came to know Jesus Christ, and a life that was wasted and a life that was void became a life of power. All of a sudden, there was a new beginning. And here in the book of Genesis, what is really happening here is that at this particular time, is that Satan was not only a created being of God, but it is believed that at this particular time between verses 1 and 2 is where Satan was actually cast out of heaven by God. I want you to turn with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 14. I'm going to prove it to you, show it to you scripturally. Because we really don't have contact with Satan until chapter 3 of Genesis. That's the first time that we come in contact with the serpent. So we go to Isaiah chapter 14, and this is where we begin to see not only the creation of Satan, but his fall. Beginning with verse 12, this is what he says. Isaiah the prophet tells you. Now, Isaiah the prophet is actually prophesying, and he's prophesying not only concerning Babylon, but the king of Babylon. And all of a sudden, when you're looking at the Hebrew scriptures, we have what we call dual prophecy, which means the prophecy is double. It's not only speaking of the king of Babylon, but Babylon is actually the seat of Satan. And then all of a sudden, the prophet begins to prophesy against Satan, or actually showing us who Satan is. We'll see in the book of Genesis 2, by the time we get to the 10th chapter of Genesis, where we have the first encounter with the city of Babylon, and we have Nimrod, the guy that builds the city of Babylon, and he's a type of the Antichrist. And he's literally the one that brought confusion to the whole world, and we'll get that later on. But here, we see the dual prophecy, verse 12. He says, "How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning star?" Notice that Satan's name, according to God's prophecy, his name was called Lucifer, the son of the morning. You see, it's incredible that before Satan ever fell, Satan was a good angel. There were no demons. There were no bad angels. God's creation was perfect. Satan was a created being of God. Satan had a heart. And we'll see that in a moment. And it's interesting that Satan, it is believed that at one time, he literally was one of the archangels. There were three archangels that God had created. Michael, Gabriel, and it is believed that at one time, Satan also was one of these great angels. But it's kind of exciting when you see this, that Lucifer at one time was actually in heaven, and he literally was one of the most beautiful creations God had ever created in heaven concerning angels. And it seems that because of his beauty, he became proud, and sin entered into his heart, and he rebelled against God. It's important that we understand that even Paul the Apostle tells us that Satan has the power to transform himself into an angel of light, and so all his demons. Think about that. The power of Satan. Verse 12. O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou fallen, or how art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation? So it is believed that at this particular time, Satan was thrown out of heaven. Where in the book of Revelations, chapter 12, John says, behold, I saw Satan falling like an angel, and one third of the angels followed him. It is believed that this is where chapter 1, verse 2, is where the chaos came when Satan was thrown out of heaven. Listen to what he says. How you have weakened the nations, for you have said in your own heart. Notice that. The five I wills of Satan, if you want to mark them down. I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. What does it mean by that? He's not talking about the stars you see here at night. He's not talking about the galaxy. He's talking about angels. He wanted to take over the angels and dominate them. Then he said this, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Notice that. I mean, he wanted to rule over the whole universe that God had created. He wanted to be the number one person. And then what got to me is when I was reading in verse 14, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. You know what he's talking about there? The clouds is in reference to the Shekinah glory of God. He wanted to take the power and the glory from God. He couldn't do it. You see? I will ascend above the heights of the Shekinah glory of God, and I will be like the Most High God. What was the lie that he told Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3? If you eat of the tree, you will become like gods. Interesting. Satan's lie. I will. The five I wills of Satan. You can see the pride of Satan as Isaiah here uncovers this pride of Satan. Here is what verse 15 says. God says, now yet you, Satan, shall be brought down to hell. That's going to be your place. Notice, hell will be your place. To the sides of the pit, the abuso. They that see thee, notice, are going to blow their minds, narrowly look upon you and consider you, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and that shake the kingdoms? You got to be kidding me. Satan is going to be defeated. He's already been defeated by the cross of Jesus Christ. You see, already defeated. But it's important that we understand that Satan tried to take over the throne of God. He said, I will be like the Most High God. Now, Isaiah doesn't tell you what Ezekiel will tell you. Ezekiel brings out more about Satan. Turn to Ezekiel 28. He uncovers more about Satan's autobiography here. Beginning with verse 11. And here again, the prophecy of Ezekiel toward the king of Tyre, and he turns it around to Satan, now to become Satan himself. He says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man is Ezekiel. Take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealed up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. This is the description of Satan not having horns or a long tail or a pitchfork. He is a beautiful being created by God. Notice what he says. And he's not a dummy. Full of wisdom. Every master evil plan has been actually developed by Satan in this world. He knows everything about deception. Look what he says. You were not only sealed up full of wisdom, but you were perfect in beauty. One of the most beautiful creations God had created in heaven concerning angels. He was beautiful. And then watch this. You have been in Eden, the garden of God. You see, he gives you a reference to the Garden of Eden, where we find him in chapter 3 with Adam and Eve. Look what he says. You have been in Eden, in the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the oxen, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald. So you actually get the picture of Satan with all these beautiful jewels and stones. He was beautiful. He was brilliant. And then it says this about him. The workmanship of your tablets and in your pipes, they were prepared in you in the day that you were created. Now, I read Pentecost, one of the great authors of prophecy. And in his book on Satan, the adversary, he says that it's very possible that here this reference is in reference to Satan becoming the choir director of heaven. That he's literally the one that directed the choir of heaven. All of the music in heaven at one time before his fall. Now, it makes a little bit of sense because who's the one that's perverted all the music today? Think about it. When you go to the book of Revelations, in the 18th chapter of Revelations, when you have Babylon being destroyed, which Babylon will be the world system before Christ comes again, one of the things that totally God destroys at the end that was wiping out people is the music of the world, believe it or not. Nothing against music. But think of the lyrics today and the sounds that are being created today by people that are not really edifying, but destroying the minds of our young people. You see, for he's the creator of evil, not God. Satan is the one that comes up with all these ideas on how to seduce, on how to destroy the minds of people. He's no dummy. And so here, literally, what he's talking about, he says, the workmanship of your tablets and your pipes were prepared in you in the day that you were created. I don't understand them. I'm just telling you what Pentecost said. But it could be very possible that here in heaven at one time Satan was directing around the throne of God. It could be very possible the angels, which were the choir of God and singing unto the Lord. And then in verse 14 he says, you also were the anointed cherub that covered. Notice that he was the cherub that covered. And I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God, and thou walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Notice that, the privilege God had given to Satan. Thou was perfect in your ways from the day that you were created. You see? He was a created being. He's not equal with God. He's not the opposite of God. No possible way. God is eternal. God didn't have a beginning or has no end. Satan had a beginning and he'll have an end. You see? Eternally too speaking. And notice what he says. Thou wast perfect in your ways from the day you were created until, notice, until when? Sin. See, was found in you. Satan sinned against God. We saw that in Isaiah chapter 14. But here also he'll tell you part of his sin. Verse 16. By the multitude of your merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. And thou hast sinned, therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherubim, from the midst of the stones of fire. Wow. Notice that Satan is going to be destroyed one day in the lake of fire with the Antichrist and the false prophet. It doesn't mean they're going to die. They're going to be eternally in the lake of fire forever and ever and ever with the false prophet, the Antichrist, and every person that did not fall upon the stone, but the stone fell upon them when they're judged. And so here we see what God declares about Satan. And then here it is again. Watch verse 17. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. There's a sin. When he saw himself so beautiful, his beauty got to him. He became proud. Your heart was lifted up with pride because of your beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I, God, will cast thee to the ground. I, God, will lay thee before kings that they may behold you. Thou hast defiled the sanctuaries of the multitude of your iniquities, and by iniquity in all thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, and it shall devour you, and I will bring thee to the ashes upon the earth in the sight of all of them that behold you. Notice, God is going to judge Satan because of the deception and how he has destroyed so many people. People that have sought after God. Lying to them. Fabricating false things for young people and for old people, and getting them hooked on alcohol and drugs and different things, and bringing them to a deception, even believing that there is no God. When yet everyone worships some type of a god. It's like Bob Dylan sang that song, you gotta serve somebody. You will serve somebody.
Well, even though it's difficult to withstand Satan's attacks, it is comforting to know that our enemy is facing future judgment and defeat. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Reese. If you'd like to review today's message, we'll send you an unedited copy for a donation of any amount. Our phone number is 800-634-9165. And when you get in touch with us, just ask for Roel's lesson from Genesis chapter 1. Now, to help equip you for a victorious life in Christ, we'd like to offer you an insightful resource titled Storm, Hearing Jesus for the Times We Live In. It's a hardcover book by Jim Cimbala that will show you how to maintain spiritual stability in our increasingly uncertain world. You'll also be encouraged to see that even in the midst of great spiritual darkness, nothing can quench the power of the Holy Spirit in the lives of those who are fully committed to Christ. So place your order for Jim Cimbala's book titled Storm, Hearing Jesus for the Times We Live In. To order, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. And when we hear from you, we'll send you this hardcover title for just $10 plus shipping and handling. If you'd like to order by sending a check, our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. And we'd like to tell you about a number of ways that you can connect with us here at Somebody Loves You Radio. We now have an app that you can download on your iPhone or Android, giving you access to live streaming webcasts as well as past programming. And you can catch all of Rawls' teachings as podcasts. All of the Somebody Loves You Radio broadcasts are free to download via Spotify and iTunes. And Roel has a new YouTube channel, so be sure to search for Somebody Loves You Worldwide for our fresh weekly posts. And this ministry is supported through the partnership of listeners like you. Your generosity helps us keep Roel's daily messages on the air, and every gift you give is tax deductible. Tomorrow on Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll continue with more biblical truth to help guide you in your steps in your daily journey with the Lord. Here's Roel now once again with a final thought.
You may not believe in God, but if your problem is alcohol, that's your God. It has control of you. Drugs, it controls you. Anything that is controlling you where you're not a free agent, then you are what? Possessed by that thing, and that becomes your obsession, and that becomes your God. And Satan knows the things that can possess us. Satan knows the things that can destroy us. That's why we have to be so careful as we study, not to be afraid of Satan. I'm not afraid of Satan because greater is he that is in me than he that is of the world. I don't fear him. And when I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. And I don't scream because he's not deaf, first of all. I don't have to yell. There is power in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says that he has to leave. And so Satan is going to be destroyed. Verse 19, all they that know you among the people shall be totally astonished at you. Thou shalt be a terror, never shall thou be any more. One day Satan will be put away once and for all evil. As God will reign the earth, as God will create a new heaven and a new earth, and we will reign with him forever and ever and ever. There will never be any more darkness, but only light when we rule with Jesus Christ.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.